Okay, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And indeed, it is a very big weekend. You've got the NFL playoffs getting underway. But right now, we are going to actually turn our attention to the Dallas Cowboys. And we're going to reflect on, unfortunately, another disappointing season. A number of questions that need to be addressed in the offseason. Of course, the Cowboys falling short for the fourth consecutive year, not making the playoffs. Third straight year, Dallas finishes 8-8. And joining us from Dallas is our Yahoo Sports Radio correspondent. That is Lance Rinker. We have invited him back to get some answers to some questions following another early offseason. Happy New Year, Lance. It's great to have you back with us.
Thanks, Alyssa. I appreciate you inviting me back. And yeah, I mean, it's, here in Cowboy country, it's just another disappointing season. And it's funny because Jerry Jones, the owner and GM, has basically endorsed each other and said, oh, it was a good year. We played some entertaining football, but fans are really gone up in arms with those comments saying, like, we don't want to be entertained. We want you to win. So,
well, it certainly has been dysfunctional, and obviously you're seeing the dust start to settle just a bit. There were some changes earlier in this week. The Cowboys, with their coaching staff, assistant special teams coach Chris Boneal, he was let go. Just kind of provide some insight and answers on what's going to be on the horizon, some additional changes that perhaps Cowboy fans can look forward to.
Well, you know, with the firing or release of Chris Boneal there for special teams coach, I feel like that was just too easy of a move to make, sort of put it off on him, because there was some concern with our special teams coverage and just special teams play in general. I mean, they had some really bad games down the stretch, and overall, it's kickoffs was kind of an issue at some point in time during the season. And I mean, Dan Bailey and Chris Jones is a great kicker and great punter.
Yeah.
However, they had a tough time when it came to actually covering or defending the punt returns or try to get some good field position out of these when it comes to the opposing teams returning them. They couldn't seem to stop anybody, and of course that falls on the special teams coach, and so he got the axe. But I feel like it's not going to solve all the issues in Dallas. They've got more issues than just their special teams coach, and letting him go, I think that's mostly just to give the impression, oh yeah, look, we're doing something to the coaching staff to shake things up, and it's a special teams coach. It's not like you're getting rid of your offensive coordinator and Bill Callahan or the head coach and Jason Garrett. Or, I don't know, maybe actually firing your general manager. So it doesn't really solve much of anything, in my opinion.
Hey, Lance Rinker is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. We always head up to Dallas. He is our Yahoo Sports Radio correspondent. We're focusing in on the Dallas Cowboys, some of the trades, the offseason strategy, the coaching changes, and that's where I want to take us now. Cowboys owner, general manager Jerry Jones continues to be very supportive of Jason Garrett in retaining him. He obviously is going to return as head coach as we look ahead to the 2014 season. What needs to happen, though, in order to push the Cowboys past being mediocre and being average and taking that next step into move it forward again?
There's really not much they can do at this point. They are in the truest sense of the word salary cap hell going forward. They are facing really about being roughly $23 to $24 million over the salary cap, and a lot of that has to do with the fact they do not have a true general manager. Jerry Jones, the owner, is also acting as the general manager, as he always has, and he routinely comes out as the owner and endorses Jerry Jones, the GM. It's a very backwards way of doing things, and as a result of some of his lack of foresight and talent evaluation skills, they are facing some serious issues. They're going to have to cut some players, and you're probably going to have to cut players like a Miles Austin, who's underperformed. That big contract was given to Sean Lee, and he immediately got hurt. Orlando Scandrick has been a bit off and on as cornerback, and he's due some decent change. And the real problem, though, is that you can't really free up a whole lot of salary cap room, because a lot of the money that these guys are owed, like DeMarcus Ware, Brandon Carr, and cornerbacker Miles Austin, a lot of it's bonus money, and you can't get away from that. That's going to be dead money you're going to have to eat regardless. So, you know, being roughly $23 to $24 million over the cap, there, I don't really see too many ways in which they can improve this team from 8-8. It's just not going to happen.
Well, in my mind, one of the ways they can improve this team is they have really got to hone in on things defensively, because that was perhaps the biggest disappointment this year. A year ago, you got Rob Ryan. He's out as defensive coordinator. They bring in Monty Kiffin, the 4-3 scheme. Golly, what was your thoughts coming into this season? Were you optimistic that perhaps this would work? Because it truly did disappoint.
I wasn't too optimistic at all, actually. When you bring in a new guy and you kind of try to get a new scheme or a new game plan in place for a certain segment of the team, such as the defense here, when you see a failure as colossal as the Dallas Cowboys defense was across the board, and especially when you look at some of the guys they have there, You know, you've got Brandon Carr and Orlando Scantrick and Barry Church and Morris Claiborne and your secondary. You would expect it to be, have been a lot better than it was. And these guys all earn negative marks pretty much across the board when it came to defending the run or rushing the passer, and, you know, in pass coverage for the secondary. It was just horrendous. They had only 35 sacks on the year. It was one of the lowest totals across the NFL. They barely got their hands on the opposing quarterbacks at all. They only hit the quarterback 52 times, which is also one of the lowest totals in the NFL. And, you know, for a team that has as much talent as they do on the defensive side of the ball, with or without Sean Lee, to me, that comes down to coaching. And so the fact that, you know, your defensive coordinator is safe and, oh, no, we'll get it, I mean, to me, that's just a general failure there on the coach's part and the team's part, where you did not put your players in the best position to succeed or to be successful.
Well, Monty Kiffin, obviously, it was underwhelming as far as what he was able to do as the defensive coordinator. But as we look ahead, I know it's still early, Lance, but what do you see are some of the biggest draft needs that the Cowboys need defensively? I'm going to say defensive tackle.
Yeah, defensive tackle is a huge one. You know, they definitely need some help along the defensive line. The linebacker backing core is still solid, so I'm not too sure you really need to do much there. Obviously, you can draft some guys in the third and fourth round and stick them in there at depth and your linebacking core and be okay. You know, your secondary, while they struggled mightily, I think that had a lot more to do with the actual defensive scheme and game plan than anything else. I don't think they were really put in the position to be successful for their skill sets, so I think we'll see an improvement there. But really, along that defensive line is really, really where they need some help. I mean, they struggled so badly, not just rushing the passer, but stopping the run. I mean, stopping the run is the one area they need some serious work at. They have failed across the board to do anything to prevent opposing running backs, you know, just to essentially run right through them.
You know, Lance, we've been breaking down things defensively, and we've only got a few more minutes, but what was your assessment of the job that offensive coordinator Bill Callahan did this year?
Well, offensively, the team did quite well, I think. It's funny, it's a lot of the responsibility and a lot of the blame is going to fall on Tony Romo because he is the team's franchise quarterback. But what people have to remember is that while he is the franchise quarterback, he's not Peyton Manning. And I think Callahan did an all right job. I think he did better than most people want to give him credit for. The one issue that fans, as well as a lot of the sports media world out here, has with Callahan and Jason Garrett is just the frequency in which they abandon the run game. I mean, you have a guy in DeMarco Murray that was just tearing it up all season long.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And they just abandoned him in the second half of the majority of their games. Even games that they were actually leading where you needed to kind of eat up the clock some and not give the opposing offense enough time to really do anything or keep their defense on the field, and they chose not to do that, and all of a sudden you see Tony Romo throw a pick six or just a general interception. You see something happen where they go three and out rather quickly, and then all of a sudden, you know, for example, the Green Bay Packers game is a prime example of that. They should have been running the ball down their throats all game long. DeMarco Murray was averaging, you know, well over 6 yards a carry on that,
yeah.
And they gave up on the run essentially once they got out in the second half. And there's no reason why they should have done that.
Well, DeMarco Murray, in my opinion, Lance, he really is coming off his best season, 10th in the NFL with over 1,124 yards. Hey, we are getting ready to wrap it up this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with Lance Rinker, Yahoo Sports Radio correspondent up there in Dallas. What's on the schedule for you? Will you be covering the draft and everything with the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah, I definitely look forward to covering the draft and seeing what they decide to do, what direction they go. You know, this draft is actually chock full of talent on the offensive line and at the wide receiver position. And so they might be tempted to take best player available, which I'd be okay with to get some more offensive line help in there. Because their offensive line, it's a concern, not as much as, you know, the defensive line, but it never hurts to have another big guard in there to protect Tony Romo.
Well, Lance, we sincerely appreciate you dropping by, and we look forward to catching up with you here in the spring, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, Alyssa.
We also want to thank all of our guests in our lineup, Steve Borstein with Fox Sports, Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Of course, we were just talking with Lance Rinker, our Yahoo Sports Radio correspondent, and Nancy Lieberman and Iowa State head women's basketball coach, Bill Fenley. Be sure and don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports at Yahoo Sports Radio.